Mike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
But it's an audio clip. I think everybody pretty much knows what this is going to be about. Friday, it's already here. Yeah, it gets here fast. Here's the guest in Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. Kevin's been with us for several years. You may say, Bill, the timing's pretty good there. Well, the timing is good, but he's here Friday no matter whether the news is so newsy or not. Ole Miss Evie is back from the beach. She will be with us about 20 minutes into hour number two. And Brad, as in Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, hour number three. That's the layout today on this Friday edition. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to dial in. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. And yes, I have added a new Facebook because I got hacked and got tired of it. Couldn't get any response from Facebook to fix it, so I just deleted it and added another one. It's Bill Lee King. With a Y on the end of the name, because that's been my name. Till I got in radio, I was always Billy. And then for some reason, and it was never something that I said, it just turned into Bill. Maybe it was easier. Maybe it flowed better, but it turned into Bill King. And that was for several, many decades, actually. And a while back, I thought, you know what? I may just switch it back. Now, we I'll go by either. I mean, it doesn't matter. But on Facebook, Billy, and apparently there are a few of those out there. So just Google, or not Google, search on Facebook, Bill Lee King, and then Franklin, because I'm in Wilco. I'm in Franklin. So maybe that helps you get there. Anyways, let's get going. I know what you want to get into, and it's the Nikki Jimbo snit. That sounds pretty ugly, and is pretty ugly. But let me just caution you. Remember back when, and I'm not a Major League Baseball guy at all, but remember when we had the steroid crisis in Major League Baseball, and some of the players went up in front of Congress? Rafael Palmeiro, in particular, stood there with a straight face, looked at Congress, bunch of crooks of Congress too, but looked at Congress and said, I have never taken steroids. Confidently. I mean, almost taking your fist and pounding it on the table. Remember that, right? Again, I'm not a Major League Baseball guy. I couldn't tell you who played last night. Don't give a rip who played last night. I was watching Tony Vols. I was watching LSU Vandy. I was watching, was it Alabama, Arkansas? I was watching those games. That's what I like. But remember Rafael Palmeiro looking everybody in Congress and everybody on camera and saying, I never took steroids. That's what we have going on right now. That's what's going on with this name, image, likeness disaster with no governing body to do a damn thing about it. And everybody who's doing it and tampering and doing the things that, wink, wink, you're not supposed to be doing, are accusing everybody else of doing. You know how fan bases, when somebody gets arrested at a school, one of the football players gets arrested, and everybody else says, you know what, that's funny. You guys are a bunch of crooks. That stuff doesn't happen here. You bunch of lawless punks over there. That's what we have going on now. That's what we have going on now. So Nick was at a function the other night and went too far. Yeah, Nick doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. In this case, he went too far. He called out A&M. Now, again, there's two sides to this. Just give me some time here. And he called out Deion for Travis Hunter, which he should have kept that wrapped up. Now, he's right about we've got a problem. He's right about that, but you probably don't need to make the news by pointing out individual schools. You just don't need to do that. There's nothing to be gained by that other than a big pain in the posterior. Nothing to be gained by that. Jimbo obviously gets wind of this and has a press conference. And Patton, are you ready? This is a clip from it. And just to give an example, Jimbo called him, the guy thinks he's God, he's a narcissist. Somebody needs to go check out Nikki's background a little bit. You want to dig around a little bit? Go check on Nikki a little bit. Anyways, Patton, go ahead and hit this clip. It's about a minute long.
Coach, I'd like to respond to some comments made last night in Alabama.
Yes, I would. First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families in Texas A&M because we do things right.
So that's just a clip from it. Referred to Nikki as a narcissist. Used the term despicable 6 times. The word God twice. And said that somebody should have slapped Nikki. So Jimbo's mad. You can tell. Jimbo's mad. Jimbo's obviously very ticked off. Now, Jimbo sat there, and I don't blame Jimbo for being mad, but Jimbo sat there and said, we only do things right here, and we didn't buy anybody. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean you didn't buy anybody? It's legal to buy players now. So what do you mean by that? How is that supposed to be translated? Everybody is buying players. It's now legal. Everybody was buying players before it wasn't legal in some form or fashion. In some form or fashion. Players were getting stuff when you weren't supposed to be getting stuff. Now it's okay to get stuff. Also, Jimbo says that Nick has tried to reach out to him, called him, but he's not taking the call. We're done. If you asked, who is Nick Saban's favorite assistant coach? It'd probably be Jimbo. Now, I don't know about now. Maybe not today. Maybe not yesterday. But that has always been kind of his guy, right? I mean, he's got others, but that's a guy he likes. But this notion that we didn't buy anybody is also a lie. Coming out of Jimbo's mouth. We have a bunch going on here, folks. Now, I can take you back to A&M, to R.C. Slocum, to Jackie Sherrill. Have you seen this? Jimbo's first year at A&M, which was 2018. Was it 2018? Anyways, let's go to 2021. They signed 1 5-star. They just signed 7. But they didn't buy anybody? Why is Jimbo so defensive? Now, again, he was defensive before this. Now, he's defensive because he just got called out by Nicky. I get that part. I understand that part. But this notion that our huge jump in recruiting was just only hard work and had nothing to do with name, image, likeness, which, by the way, is legal, I'm not sure I understand it. I'm not sure I understand Jimbo's angle. I understand his anger. I get that because he was called out. His program was called out by Nicky. I get that part, okay? But this trying to defend, we didn't do anything but just sign kids because we're out here outworking everybody, and I'm sure they work hard. Sure they do. But it had nothing to do with buying players? That's laughable. It's laughable. Now, under this new system, back to Nick, Nick can dominate even more. He can go fill in problems on his roster. And everybody's got issues. Everybody's got an area or two where you wish you were better. Now he can go out and get players, and people are getting poached. Everybody is doing this to a certain level, maybe some more than others. But it's a lawless system we've adopted here, with no future other than more lawlessness. The NCAA is nothing but event planners now. That's it. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about here. We've got a bunch. Oh, Tony Vols, 7 dingers. First inning, they went back to back to back. Did you see that? They put up 27 runs in Stark Vegas. 27. Just on a casual Thursday night.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash up against the wall. It's in a terrible spot. Be careful on 24 eastbound around Hickory Hollow Parkway. Of course, the heaviest flow is on the other side of the interstate. That's really heavy, but it's moving on 24 west coming out of Rutherford County. Again, here at Hickory Hollow Parkway up to Bell Road. Traffic still looks good down 65 through Madison. Watch your speed. I-40 out through parts of Hickman County into Dixon County this morning. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Is your website a help or a hindrance? Media Lifeline brings over a decade of media experience to your rescue. We can make your business shine with our dedicated staff of designers and media experts. We offer custom website design and total website care. Never have to update or fuss with your site again. Rest assured, it's always updated and performing at its best, taking your business to the next level. Contact us today at MediaLifeline.net.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grilling.
Nice! Wow, and look at that price. Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Garlab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301 Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com.
The World Champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their World Championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie, 2-2 on the way, hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game, you betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Wasn't added because of the news and everybody in a big snit. He's here every Friday. Now, he's got a lot to say, but that's every Friday. Even when the news matches up with things. Ole Miss Evie's going to join us right after Kevin this morning, hour two. And then Brad Powers, hour three. If you'd like to check in, 615-844-5600. Got a few tweets. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Dumbo is a liar. He paid for every one of those players. Josh, Jimbo, Nikki is a narcissist. Nikki, I've got 50 natties. Paragon SC up in New York City. Bill, do you think Jimbo thinks Nick's, quote, buying players comment has a negative connotation without specifically saying NIL? Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly sounds negative because we're not used to all of this being legal. It hasn't normalized in us yet. Now, there are rules that could make it illegal, but that's not being governed. So it doesn't matter. What's the use of having some rules about tampering when nobody's going by those rules? And even if you had specific public knowledge of violations, if the governing body's not going to govern, what difference does it make? Jim and Jupiter, Billy, how many points does Saban hang on Jimbo October 8th? You know what's more interesting? That's interesting too. Yes. But you know what's even more interesting? What's the pregame? Pregame, usually the teams are on the field, the head coaches are mingling a little bit, and then they meet up for a couple of minutes, right? These are two former coach mates that have been close through the years, and as of right now, ain't so close. That's what's going to be the handshake line. Now, there's really no handshake line in football, but the pregame, the politics of the pregame could be interesting. What about the postgame handshake? That's interesting, too. Yeah, that's interesting. So let's get back to it. Everybody's lying. Everybody is now some aren't being public with this, but obviously wondering how A&M, and again, Nick should not have been specific there. Nick made a mistake. Nick admits he made a mistake. He apologized on a show yesterday about it. He's tried to reach out to Jimbo. Jimbo's not taking his call. Jimbo's ticked off. I understand. But even the ones not commenting on it, most coaches are not out here vocal because it's really not in your best interest to be out here popping off. But everybody's lying. We've just got one big lie that's perpetuated in our solar system regarding name, image, likeness. It's based on a big lie. We do it right. You guys over there aren't doing it right, but we do it right. We've got a huge mess. Now, it's good radio. It's very good radio. But anybody wanting a end game to this, you're not going to get that. Even if they announce, we're about to really look into this, which they've kind of done that here recently. Don't have any expectations. Let me just warn you, do not have any expectations. There's not good news on the horizon as far as governing this. The genie is out, and the genie ain't popping back in. It's not happening. Nick screwed up. It's okay to have this thought process. Nick screwed up by being specific. And Jimbo, I think, screwing up by sitting here acting like we just out-recruited everybody. Yeah, we just out-recruited Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State based on tireless, relentless work. Had nothing to do with name, image, likeness. That is a lie. That is a flat-out lie. And the problem with Jimbo getting so huffy about this, because this isn't his first time to get huffy about this. He did the same thing around signing day, right? When everybody was suggesting, how'd you get all these players? The problem is he's lying about it. It had a lot to do with name, image, likeness. Texas A&M is a good school, and it's a football program with a lot of promise, with a lot of ability to win big. It's never really done it, but it's got all the ingredients to do it. Not many schools can say that. They have all the resources, all the facilities, all the support to win big. They've just never done it much or sustained it at all. Maybe this is their time. Maybe it is. But you're not out recruiting Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, those schools at A&M if we don't have the newest feature, which is name, image, likeness. That's not happening, y'all. You're not out recruiting those schools. Major moves in West by Guy, Virginia. Bill. It's looking more and more like that A on Saban's shirt stands for Angry Elf. Plans already being made in West Virginia for the watch parties for these two homeboys this fall. Yeah, both of these guys, good point. Both of these guys, Nikki and Jimbo, are West Virginia guys. That's where they're from. How about they're both West Virginia rednecks who can get a little mouthy? Big Joe, who left us a couple of years ago to go back into TV for the NBC affiliate, and he's now working and doing some morning radio and doing a good job. Big Joe's a good friend. Big Joe went to Samford with Jimbo. Knows him well. And Jimbo was a typical... Now, Jimbo's a very good athlete, by the way. So was Nikki. Nikki went to Kent State. But Jimbo was one of those athletes that also was a hard-charging partier, like a lot of kids are in college. Nothing wrong with that. Jimbo ain't afraid of a good fight at all. Now, I'm not saying this is going to come to 50-yard line and punches are thrown. No, I'm not saying that at all. But Jimbo likes a good snit. Jimbo's not one to back down from a good snit. And that's what you're watching right now. Yeah, that's what you're seeing. Royal Paid built. Somebody at A&M should have duct taped Jimbo to a chair for a day to save him from himself spewing like a drunken auctioneer. A drunken auctioneer. You know what? I don't know what the consensus is, but it seems like social media and the media in general, it sounds like most of them are liking that Nikki is getting called out here. That's what it seems like to me. Now, I haven't drawn a consensus. I haven't checked everybody. But that's what it seems like. Nikki's getting called out. Nikki popped off at a event Wednesday night. Got too specific, mentioning A&M and Jackson State. Jimbo retaliates. And it's kind of like the first time Mike Tyson got TKO'd. Everybody's, wow, whoa. What was that all about? Or is this just fueling Nikki? No fan in the 863 there in Florida. Didn't Jimbo say when NIL started that it's been going on forever? It's just legal now. If he did, and I don't know who all said what last year or so, but it's true. If that's indeed attached to him, it's true. Folks, people have been getting stuff since the beginning of sports, college sports. The SEC was formed in 1933 in a hotel in Knoxville, Tennessee, a hotel which is still there, a functioning hotel which is still there. And I can promise you, in 1933, people were getting stuff. I don't even know what the rules were back then. By the way, until somewhere in the early 70s, they used to give players what they called laundry money. Yes, it was specifically called laundry money. Maybe 20 bucks, 30 bucks. I don't know what it was, but that was... And then they shut all that down until full cost of attendance. Time in Myrtle Beach. What I don't get is all of this is legal now. Why defend it? Makes no sense, but it's fun to watch. Yeah, because I guess in Jimbo's case, it demeans. It undermines their number one ranking. by suggesting that the reason why you finished number one is the new landscape we're in. It's not illegal, per se, at all, because name, image, likeness is allowed. But it demeans the reason why you beat, in recruiting rankings, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, Southern Cal. It undermines it. It's a way to take a shot at it. It's personal. This, by the way, folks, let's just throw it out there. This is very personal. What's going on right now? It's individually personal, and it's also personal school to school. It's very personal. Clyde in Detroit, who is down here. Actually, he's got relatives in the borough. Clyde from Detroit, Michigan fan, has relatives in the borough. Hey, Bill, what the hell? Having a great time here in the borough until some punk started shooting at the graduation. I probably gained 10 pounds. Be back in December. Now, wait a minute. What? What do you mean? Having a great time here in the borough until some punk started shooting in the graduation. I don't have any idea what you mean by that. What? Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, you nailed it. This is all legal, so why defend it? But it sure makes good radio and damn fun to watch. The SEC is so cool. I wish my Buckeyes were in the SEC. Yeah, do you think this kind of thing, he brings up a good point. The SEC is best at basically everything, but they're also best by far at controversy, right? I mean, the SEC is the sexiest league. It's the best league. Puts the most pros in. Has the most eyeballs on it. Has the networks most interested in it. But it's also the best at a good snit. There's always a snit going on in the league. There always will be snits going on in the league. And this is the latest. What's shocking is that Nick usually does a pretty good job of staying out of this. Now, Nick can absolutely be vocal about topics and be demonstrative about it. But Nick's not one to slip up like this. And he knows he slipped up. Again, there's culpability everywhere here, y'all. It's not, at least in my view, good versus bad. One guy here is good, the other one's bad. It's everybody's culpable here. And everybody's trying to defend something they're doing. That's what's laughable. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic increase quite a bit in the last few minutes as they work this accident out here on 24 eastbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. It is in its clearing stages. Of course, it's really heavy now on 24 westbound. All that traffic coming out of Rutherford County headed up through the Hickory Hollow Parkway area. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
At J&J Printers, they like to answer the question, can you? It's their mission to help you achieve the best possible printing regardless of quantity, complexity, or budget. At J&J, they believe if it's important enough to print, it's important enough to print right. So yes, J&J can help your business with the design of your brochure or printing those business cards. They can even help you process that mailing. See why Nashville has relied on J&J Printers for over 35 years. Check them out online at jandjprinters.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio. Nashville Sports Radio is hitting the road. Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show the first Friday of every month as they broadcast live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Check out the WNSR calendar for the dates and be there as Nashville Sports Radio hits the road the first Friday of every month. Come be part of the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. On the air and everywhere with Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. Ole Miss Evie right after Kevin. And then hour three, Brad will be with us. BradPowerSports.com. 615-844-5600. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, only thing that would make this better is if a bunch of other coaches in the SEC or wherever, I guess he says, would chime in. Well, Baby Kemp has chimed in a little bit. Baby Kemp is thinking this is really funny. You know, Baby Kemp is absolutely getting a huge adrenaline spike out of this. Baby Kemp loves it. All this stuff going on. Got to remember, Baby Kemp is among the best when it comes to the transfer portal. The transfer portal, for some, is the best gift ever. The transfer portal is better, in some cases, than recruiting. Because you get a player who's already been judged in the college game. You know what this guy can do in a college game. You've got all the footage you need. You're not speculating high school to college. You've got college tape. Here's what this dude did. We'll just plug him right in. We don't have to speculate on a guy from a town who's 18 years old, who we think can do it, but he hasn't done it on this level yet. So Baby Kiff has chimed in a little bit, just remarking how funny it is. No cap, Bill. All Jimbo had to do was say, if you're not cheating, you're not competing. Yeah. But Jimbo's, this topic angers Jimbo. We know this. This is not the first time Jimbo has erupted. Now, this is the first time it got personal and individuals were pointed out. But we all know that this thing, this little topic here, gets Jimbo in a huge conniption. We just know it. Because, and again, let me remind you, because this is personal. This is the suggestion that Jimbo wouldn't have this ranking without these new rules. And that's offensive to Jimbo. Now, I personally would like to think that if that were me, I would just avoid it. Because, number one, I am ranked number one in recruiting. Regardless of what you think about it, if I'm the coach at A&M, I'm ranked number one. And frankly, the people pointing at us means we're doing something right. Means we're having an effect out there. But Jimbo's not able to do that. Jimbo cannot let that sit. And apparently this thing's going to get, it's not going to get better. It's going to get ugly. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, my 1980 Pop Warner football team had an NIL deal. We were paid every game in orange slices and Gatorade. It's pretty good. Even though, you know, the Gatorade, the first Gatorade that they had for all those years, the green Gatorade, I drank it just because you did to hydrate, but I never thought that tasted good. Now, they have all the various flavors now that taste pretty good. But that original green Gatorade, I always thought was kind of nasty. Remember that forever? That's what they had out there. And we had it. We had it around the house and everything, and I'd sip on it, particularly if I was sweaty or something. But orange slices and Gatorade. Clyde from Detroit, but has been hanging out here because he's got relatives here. Bill, kind of glad Lord Saban and Primetime are at it. That means no more of those stupid Aflac commercials. Yeah, does that end? Yeah, Dion got mad about the Travis Hunter mention. Insinuation by Nikki. So, yeah, Dion got into it. Tony Vol, LSU, not only Tony Vol scored a bunch of runs, LSU came in here and put up 13 on the Vandy boys. Not a good look. Not a good look for LSU, yeah. Vandy boys, not a good look. Tony Vols went to Stark Vegas and put up 27. Now, they put up 18 the other night on Belmont. Tony Vols, baseball team right now, is going up to the plate and swinging for the fences at everything. It doesn't matter what you throw. It doesn't matter whether it's 98 or a 84-mile-an-hour changeup. It doesn't matter if it's over the plate, slightly low, slightly high, slightly inside or outside. Tony Vol's boys are swinging for the fences. And they don't give a damn. Now, Mississippi State is not very good. The defending national champs. Yeah, Mississippi State, the defending Natty champs. This year might not even make the SEC tournament. All you have to be is one of the top 12 out of 14 to get in. Right now, that's a question mark. But that's not Tony Vol's problem, y'all. That They had seven homers. Is that, I think that's some kind of, that either ties some kind of record. Somebody help me with that. Is that a league record? What's the deal there? They had back-to-back-to-back in the first inning in that game. All right, we'll get the break. Kevin coming up in about 15 minutes. Ole Miss EV after that. Brad, hour three. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, T-Dot. Wrapping up this crash out here on 24 eastbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic is coming westbound, coming from Rutherford County through this section of Davidson County on 24 going east and west. Starting to get a little bit heavy here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. Traffic still looking good through Mount Juliet as traffic increases down 109 right now. Headed towards the interstate. Again, all the traffic coming down from Gallatin and through that section of Wilson County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. It's home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out in person this weekend with two locations in downtown Gatlinburg or online at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSIN.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The Braves, after taking one out of three against the Brewers, will take a 17-21 record into a weekend series with the Marlins. Charlie Morton getting the start tonight for Atlanta against Trevor Rogers. The Braves -130 money line, the total set at 7.5. NBA playoffs, game two of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors, after winning game one Wednesday over the Mavericks, a 6.5-point favorite in game two, 214 the total. Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike not running in Saturday's Preakness Stakes, so no Triple Crown for this year. Derby favorite Epicenter, the +110 favorite at Pimlico tomorrow, early voting at +400, followed by Secret Oath at +450. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
No way, man. You're not getting by me.
You sure about that?
Nice basket. Man, I am slowing down as I get older, but you're unstoppable. What's your secret?
I gotta tell you, taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix, that's the testosterone booster you see on TV, right?
Yes, this is a legit product. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, and you should check it out. Nugenix Total T is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too.
Yeah, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Just send them a text. Text KING to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text NOW and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape absolutely free. Text KING to 321-321. That's KING to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 92. Mostly clear tonight, low around 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Couple of calls here. Kevin coming up top of hour two. It's Kevin Hagan, Talk Alabama. He's with us every week of the year, so not just added because of this topic that's got everybody interested. Ole Miss Evie, also hour two, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. If you want to take somebody's voice and make it opposite my voice, it would be Ole Miss Evie. The angelic tones. I wouldn't think my voice is angelic, no. And then hour three, we've got Brad Powers. I'll equip a Bob, welcome in.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Georgia Dog called me yesterday and told me about this controversy and said, did you hear Jimbo's press conference? I said, no. I said, I didn't. He said, well, it's must listen. You got to listen to this. So I didn't pay much attention to what Nick said before, but I went back and listened to everything. And you know, Bill, I'll be honest with you. I don't think either one of them is lying. I think they're both telling the truth about the other one. You know, I think it bothers Jimbo a whole lot because he's taken it as a slight that he can't recruit unless he pays people. But, you know, Bill, through all this, I got to wonder, Saban doesn't make these kind of mistakes, Bill. He just doesn't. What are you hearing behind the scenes? Is there... is he ticked because A&M beat him or what? What's up with all this?
Don't know. Yeah, I'll ask Kevin. Kevin's coming up here in a few minutes. Maybe there's a little more in-depth analysis that needs to be revealed. And if there is, Kevin will know it. But I'm not sure. Yeah, you're right. Nicky does not stumble like that. That's not part of his persona. Now, he will be vocal about topics, but he doesn't usually leave himself vulnerable like he did.
Yeah, and I, you know, Bill, I agree with you. The SEC is much more interesting, you know, in the off season. I mean, the Big Ten's up there, you know, singing Kumbaya around the campfire and decide if they're going to play the next season or not.
Right.
But I think what you need to do, Bill, is I think we need to have an event here. Maybe we can do this as a side event to commitments and get ourselves one of those big world fight cages or whatever they call that league, you know, world wrestling cages or something. Put those two inside with some boxing gloves. What do you think?
Two West Virginia natives going at it like the old days, man.
That would be a good fight, Bill. Those people from West Virginia are tough.
That's true. Let each have a musket, too. You can bring a musket to the fight.
You know what? I remember, Bill, my dad took me to watch Pitt in West Virginia when I was a little kid. And that was my first encounter with a musket because we were sitting down in the corner of the end zone. And that West Virginia guy came out and fired that musket. And, I mean, that got my attention real fast. I will never forget that as long as I live. I mean, that thing went off, and I must have jumped about 6 feet in the air. But he was shooting at the Pitt Panther. But so anyway, just a funny story to close things out. But, yeah, I'm really interested. I'm not missing Kevin's call for loving their money. So, all right, Bill, we'll find out. You take it easy, brother.
All right, man. Have a good weekend. We transition to not far away, I believe, Alan in Tampa. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy.
Morning.
This is great, man. I think this is awesome. You know, Jimbo Fisher is a 70-year-old, 300-pound, 3-foot, with a 22-year-old supermodel for a wife, and you say, she's with you because you're money, and he gets pissed. That's what this is.
It's a good point. It's a good point. What difference does it make why she's there?
She's there.
Right.
She's with him. She goes with him. She sleeps with him. I mean, I don't understand why he's getting so mad. And I lose respect for Saban. If you say it, own it. Don't apologize. He said what he thought and stick with it. My brother, who's a huge Alabama fan, he sees the tickets forever. He thinks Saban said this to wake up his donors. You better pony up some money. This is the way the game's
going to
be played.
Yeah. I don't know what Nick's getting at because all this makes him better. This transfer portal, this paying players and all that. I mean, Alabama's got resources. I don't get it. I mean, this gives him more of an opportunity to add on natties as he goes into the twilight of his career.
Yeah, I mean, they have unlimited funds. I mean, you know, but Jimbo, I don't know, he gets like violent mad when you say you bought players. Well, he did buy them, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's legal. I mean, he didn't break any rules. And him saying he doesn't lie, give me a break, man. Come on.
Well, think about it from this angle.
That's the biggest joke ever.
Every player and family, whether it's a husband, wife, or a single parent situation, the number one thing you can offer them is money. Why shy away from that? Why not sit there and say, yeah, we're better at this than everybody. Come here.
Yeah, this is the game, and I play it better than you.
That's right.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
Yeah, man, you too. Send us some pictures from the sandbar if you're going this weekend. All right, Kevin Hagin coming up. Did I just say I, kind of like Nikki did? I think I did. Kevin Hagin coming up, and then after that, Ole Miss Evie, Hour 3 Prep. Omni Nashville Hotel.